And kind of taking a step back, we said, well, actually, your disease has kind of morphed more into polycythemia vera, which can happen. I mean, patients are sometimes diagnosed with ET, and then over time, we ultimately say, well, this is actually more like PV. And if you look at the criteria for diagnosis, PV always trumps ET. So there are some folks who say, well, you can have both, but really, we call it true and true PV. And so with that in mind, we had a clinical trial for a new medication called idesanutlin available. So idesanutlin is the MDM2 inhibitor. It's kind of a neat drug because it takes p53 and uses it against the disease. So we often hear about in cancer medicine, p53 is always a bad thing, right? p53 mutations are bad. It leads to resistance to treatment, more aggressive disease. And here we're actually taking p53 and using it to kill off PV cells. So MDM2 is an inhibitor of p53. So if you inhibit the inhibitor, you let p53 free and do its job. We see in PV cells, MDM2 levels are elevated. So this makes sense on a lot of levels to be a target. And in fact, there was a phase one study that was done in patients with PV and ET. Only one patient with ET was on the study, but the rest were all PV. And some pretty remarkable responses. We were seeing all the patients but one had a hematologic improvement, meaning good control of their blood counts. We were seeing reductions in spleens, improvement in symptoms, and actually marrows going from looking abnormal to looking normal. So you look under the marrow for a PV patient, you're going to see all these erythroid precursors. The marrow's just full of cells, not a lot of fat there. And then after several months of treatment with this idesanutlin, the marrow looks normal. Normal fat to cell ratio, the erythroid precursors are gone, and just really kind of amazing. In addition to this whole allele burden reduction that we were seeing. So really, we think that this might be a true and true disease-modifying agent. So we had the clinical trial open, and we decided to enroll her on the study. She has now undergone at least 3 cycles of treatment. Her major side effect on the study has been low platelet counts. So she's run into some thrombocytopenia. And kind of the interesting thing is she has now had these really extended drug holidays where her hematocrit is under control, under 45%. Her symptoms are non-existent. And she's not getting treated. She's going 3, 4 months of time without any treatment at all. And it's pretty remarkable.